The South Korean hostage crisis will be discussed by President Bush and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Yesterday, Karzai arrived at Camp David for 2 days of meetings. The two presidents will also focus on the ongoing war in Afghanistan and the search for Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders. There in Afghanistan, the Taliban is known for kidnapping, suicide attacks, and roadside bombs. These days, the black-turbaned fighters are also taking their war to the airwaves with clandestine radio broadcasts. So far, their efforts are modest. They transmit a spotty signal for 90 minutes every night in parts of 5 southeastern provinces. But where the broadcast is available, Afghans are tuning in. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from one village that receives the Taliban signal in southeastern Paktia province.
It's 8 p.m. and the Taliban is back on the air. Khataba village resident Amrullah and his brothers grab their steaming cups of green tea and gather around the portable radio on their living room floor. To hear the program called Voice of Shariat, they must constantly fiddle with the dial, like on this night when a BBC broadcast bleeds into the mournful song on the Taliban radio. In the end, the brothers are forced to settle for an annoying blend of the two broadcasts. Amrullah, who is 22 and studying to be a teacher, says he doesn't like the Taliban, but his 16-year-old brother, Jawaldeen, says it's nevertheless important to hear what the militants have to say.
We want to hear how many casualties the Taliban fighters inflict on the government forces with their warplanes and armored vehicles.
Taliban radio writer Zabiullah Mujahid says anyone who listens to their broadcast will hear plenty of such reports, along with Islamic instruction and devotional songs.
For a struggle, we need propaganda. We want to invite Afghans to join our struggle, and radio is a great tool for this.
At the moment, his tool is limited to several transmitters driven around on the backs of pickup trucks to avoid Afghan authorities. But he claims the nightly Pashto language broadcast, the Taliban's biggest since being ousted from power in 2001, is a success. In Kabul, the Afghan intelligence ministry says efforts are underway to shut down the voice of Shariat. The Taliban's Mujahid says he's not worried, given the transmitters are operating in areas under militant control. Those areas exist even in provinces like Paktia, where a constant stream of U.S. military convoys patrol the main roads. Rafiullah Bidar, a local Afghan human rights official, says the Taliban couldn't have chosen a better region for its radio project. He says Paktia and its neighboring provinces have a high illiteracy rate and limited coverage by government-run radio.
We have large areas that are not under Afghan government control, and where we don't have that control, Taliban radio can unfortunately end up inspiring people.
Back in Khattabe, Amrullah says it's fear rather than inspiration that people feel after hearing the Taliban broadcasts. He says villagers worry the group will return to power.
Most people aren't happy about this programming. But if the government continues to let it operate, people may decide to support the Taliban because they will believe the militants are winning.
This night's broadcast proved to be the least of his worries. Just hours later, Taliban fighters came to Amrullah's village and kidnapped his distant cousin who worked at a nearby American base. The cousin was beheaded. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Khattabeh.